toll free by dialing in at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, also known as the Peck at 8 toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free. We're still recovering from a server crash earlier this week, so if the feature you're looking for isn't active, please be patient, and we will get it back online as soon as possible. But it is free, freetalklive.com, when it's working, which is 99% of the time.
I love how you promo the BBS that's down.
The BBS actually should be up.
The BBS is up. What's down?
It's, the credit card form for the Amplifier subscription not working.
Okay. Not so bad.
The wiki is back up. The BBS is back up. So for the most part, I think we're pretty much at 80% functionality or something.
That's a heck of a lot more than 80% if you started talking about content.
Yeah, that's true.
More like 99%.
So, and actually, it's been a long time since we've had any server trouble. So I guess this stuff happens over time. Anyway, head over there, freetalklive.com. Enjoy that. It is the Thanksgiving week series of episodes of Free Talk Live, and that means several things. It means, number one, that we're here doing shows live every single day of the week, so be sure you join us on Thanksgiving Day. Of course, this is Thanksgiving Eve as we're doing the show. We'll be here Thanksgiving Day, usual time, usual place, also Friday and Saturday as well. So be sure you're here for every single moment, and if you miss a moment, you can always get it online at freetalklive.com. Now, of course, one of the things that always happens in this particular week is Black Friday, which I'm pretty excited about. There's not too much in the news about it yet. I'm sure we'll have more to say on it tomorrow. Of course, this is the biggest shopping day of the year, and there's always some interesting stories to tell about Black Friday. But what people are doing today is traveling.
Yes, great deal of them.
This is the biggest travel day, as I understand it, in the entire country for all of the year. Most people travel to go see family members and friends today. And that means that there may be a number of people listening to this show stuck in traffic. Of course, that's always a possibility, but even more so now than before. And, of course, the longer you're on the road, especially if you're driving a great distance, driving across the country to go see family, say in Florida or another state or something like that, the longer you're on the road, the more likely the chances that you're going to get pulled over.
Woo!
In which case, Wayne has some tips for you.
Well, from smartmoney.com, there's an interesting article called Talk Your Way Out of a Ticket. Obviously, no one relishes an encounter with a fuzz, but the chances are you have friends who have the uncanny ability to weasel out of any speeding ticket. What's their secret? Well, if you're a woman, sometimes crying works. You know, when I was a kid, my mom used to cry. I was so embarrassed, but it used to work sometimes. And other times it didn't, but she'd cry, and come on, Mom, shut up. But
I don't know why it is, but I generally do not get tickets.
Do you cry?
And I don't. I just.
I
always say sir.
You know,
ma'am.
You say the crying works for women, but I mean, if I was a cop and a guy was crying, I might feel kind of sorry for him.
I'd say, come on, you wuss, just take it like a man.
Suck it up.
And don't call the officer. Don't call the cop ossifer like I did one time.
Yeah, not a good idea.
That's a bad idea.
But. The first thing they say that works really well is they call it stick 'em up, and it says you've watched the show Cops, right? Well, when the cop gets out of the car, you want to shut your engine off, shut your lights off, and put your hands on the wheel. Don't go in the glove compartment yet till he comes right to the window.
Mm. And good reasons for those things.
Yes, because they don't want they're nervous.
Traffic stops are dangerous for police.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and bad things can happen. If you set them at ease that you're not going to do anything to harm them, then they're in a better mood.
Exactly. If you put yourself in their position for a moment, even though it's hard to imagine being a mindless automaton.
Oh God.
But if you put yourself in their position and you imagine that they're getting into a situation with a total stranger. They don't know who you are. Okay, they might have run the tag. They might know who owns the vehicle. They might know that the person that owns the vehicle may have a clean record, but they don't know that that's you. And so you could be absolutely anybody. You could be a dangerous cop-killing criminal just waiting to put a bullet in another police officer. So, they're essentially risking their lives every time they pull somebody over, which that's why you have to keep this in mind. And actually, I've actually hung my hands out the window before because my old vehicle had some pretty heavy tinting, and so I was concerned that, well, because of the tinting, they might not see my hands on the steering wheel, so therefore roll down my window, hang my hands out the window. And it actually threw a cop off. She didn't understand. She was actually shocked that I would do something like that, And
it's unusual.
It is.
Most people don't have as dark a tinting as you have either. So.
Right. Then she threatened me to call out the tint meter and, you know, essentially test the tinting to see if it was too dark.
Because you gave her the idea.
Well, I told her, yeah, I guess you're right about that.
And put your Glock on the dashboard, too, so they can see it.
I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't know about
Leave
that
the Glock underneath the seat.
So let's, especially if you're in New York, you don't want to have the Glock anywhere near you in New York.
Well, there's plenty of states that and cities that are just terrible about handguns.
Let's continue. More tips for getting out of a ticket, perhaps.
Well, the next thing is a name drop. If you know someone in their fine police force that they might think highly of, you can take the chance and name drop. If you have bought a PBA card, which stands for the Police Benevolent Association, put the card with your license when you hand them your license. Sometimes that helps.
Not a bad idea. Neither one of them are.
And sometimes they
don't know why cops would care whether you're a member of the PBA, because they don't get any money out of it, but they...
It shows you're a supporter.
Yes, and that you're a good, upstanding citizen.
Right.
Hopefully.
I actually used to have the my driver's license, my insurance, and my registration all together, paper-clipped. Mm-hmm. And so if I got pulled over, I could just pull out, you know, the stack and hand it to the officer. And I also had a $100 bill inserted in there as well. I just wanted to see if a cop would actually take the money. I wanted to see if there was ever a time when I got pulled over, if the cop would come back with my stack of things and the $100 bill would be missing and I would be let go without being given a ticket.
Well, that can be like a name drop, because you're saying, well, I have a friend, or I have an uncle who's in your fine police force. You know his name's Ulysses S. Grant. You know him?
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I never got the opportunity to test that out, but nonetheless, it seemed like a neat idea.
Yes.
I know some dead presidents.
Yeah. So what else, Wayne?
Well, you could play dumb, too, because a lot of times the officer will ask you, do you know why you're being pulled over? And you don't want to say, well, I have a taillight out, because he may not have noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to let him tell you why he's pulling you over.
Excellent point.
What else do we have? You can also kiss up a little bit. You can tell them that, you know, you can tell him his uniform looks nice, where does he get his hair done?
I don't know. That seems kind of cheesy.
Yeah, it could be. Well, I think saying sir or ma'am or officer.
Well, being respectful to them, yeah. You certainly don't want to be rude to a cop.
No, never.
But I don't know. Going to that cheesy route, I don't know if that's going to get you any bonus points.
I don't know. Some people will look through it and kind of like sneer at it, but others, you know, there's vain folks out
there. It might work, yeah.
If you told me my hair looks good, I'd believe you.
Right.
But you'd probably be wearing your hat.
Thank you.
If it's sincere, I guess it would work.
Right.
Yeah. Next thing, don't argue. Being rude, obviously, or sarcastic or combative with a police officer, not good thing.
And that's a good point, because there's no point in arguing with the cops. They're going to write you the ticket, and then you can go argue with the judge. If you want somebody to argue with, you can argue with the judge. Because
right.
If you argue with a cop, they're just going to write you something else. They're going to find another reason why they can write you up another ticket.
Right. You know, if you give them any reason at all to give you a ticket, why wouldn't they? That's what their job is, to give tickets out. They're fundraisers. They're a fundraising arm of the government. They want to raise funds. That's what their job is. So don't give them the reason.
They also keep pullover notes, and so they can refer to them later if they have to go to court.
Mm.
So if you argue with them, they're going to put on there that you were belligerent. So you want to be as polite as possible so there's nothing in those notes if you ever do take it to court to fight it.
That's kind of like how delivery drivers, pizza companies, they have delivery notes as well. So, you know, no tipper, or you know, they can make notes about you if you're a jerk to them and refuse you service in the future or something like that.
Yes.
Are there more tips, Wayne?
Yes. One of the other, the last tip is that ask for a warning. Sometimes you can tell the
you
cop.
You can ask for a warning?
Yes. You can say, well, I don't think a ticket would, it would take a ticket for me to learn a lesson. I'd be happy with a written warning.
Hmm. Now, yeah, you want to do that up front, though, right?
Yes.
Because if they've started writing the ticket, you're done.
Yes.
Can't. I mean, the paperwork has been partially filled out. They must complete it.
Any fast talking that you plan on doing, do early before he gets the pen out.
Hmm. Well, normally they go back. Normally they take your license and registration, and they go back and sit in the car, and then they just sort of make you sweat it out because you're wondering if they're writing something else up or checking your record, or especially if you've got something on your record, you're wondering what they're doing back there. And that's when they're actually starting the paperwork. So should you do it as you hand them your information?
I think so, yes.
You've got to get it in before they leave.
Right, it seems tricky, but good luck. Let us know if you have any stories about getting out of tickets. 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's November 22nd, 2006. Gold's at $631.30 and 1 ounce coins could be purchased for $652.08, $328.59 for half ounce, and $164.30 for quarter ounce coins. That's $646.68, $328.59, and $164.30. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are for free, and that includes updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We're in the midst, actually, I sent out an update recently about our auction. We're selling the second banner on the Free Talk Live website, pretty much site-wide, at auction.freetalklive.com. I checked earlier today. Hasn't gone up in value. It's still sitting at 30-something bucks. So if you want to get an entire month's worth of advertising for whether it's your product, your service, favorite band, movement, whatever, head over to auction.freetalklive.com and place your bid.
It sounds like the snipers are waiting for the very end.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. All right, let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Brett in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, Brett?
There you go.
Well, I was going to call up to talk about the Military Commissions Act with a possible pocket veto you guys were discussing the other day.
Yeah, as it turns out that somebody else called in on that and essentially said that the pocket veto doesn't apply because he did sign the bill within 10 days, not including Sundays, as per the Constitution.
Of receiving it, but not
of receiving it.
Yeah, just as a quick add-on to that, a great resource for this. A lot of people are familiar with Wikipedia. But where I found out about this, one of the great things about Wikipedia is when you're looking at an article, you can click back to see the discussion that went on among the people who are editing the article.
Mm-hmm.
And in that discussion is where I went to the Wikipedia page on the Military Commissions Act, and in the discussion of the editors, they discussed the pocket veto.
Hmm.
And so I find this discussion page just fantastic. It's a great resource, and you know what unlike a normal encyclopedia, you know what's going on in the editors' minds when they put these articles together.
Yeah, it's true. Wikipedia is a very useful resource, no doubt about it. Did you have anything that you wanted to highlight about it in particular, or are you just plugging Wikipedia?
No, I can tell you about my surefire way to get out of speeding tickets.
Okay, sure.
Surefire.
Surefire. I have used it I used it once, and I've been pulled over twice since then, and I've never got a speeding ticket since I've used this technique.
Okay.
And it involves three different psychological techniques. First one I learned about in freshman psych class. And they did a study where students tried to cut in line for a photocopier.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember the exact numbers, but they had students try to cut in line for a photocopier. And first they just went up and said, you know, can I cut in line? And some small percentage, maybe like 10%, were able to cut in line.
Right.
The second group, they went up and said, can I cut in line because I have to use the photocopier? Which, of course, is presenting a reason that's not a reason at all.
Yeah,
of course, that's why
stating the obvious, sure.
Yeah, but what happened was it went up to some astounding number, like 70 or 80% of the time they were able to cut in line.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so the first technique is when you're trying to get out of a ticket is you present a reason why. Even if it's a nonsensical reason, it's better than no reason at all.
A reason why you shouldn't get a ticket, you mean?
Yes.
Can you give me some examples?
Well, let me tell you the second technique here, and then I'll tell you exactly what I do.
Okay.
The second one I learned from reading a book on playing poker. And there was a professional poker player who, sometimes when he folds his card, an opponent would ask what he had. And his technique, since he didn't want to tell what he had, is he would present two options, neither of which were true. So he would say, for example, well, I'm not going to tell you, but I either had a straight or a flush. When in fact he had a full house. And people would tend to think of those two options and not the third. So what I do is I combine these techniques when I'm pulled over and I combine it in asking a question because people don't like to act dumb. When you ask somebody a question they want to answer right away, they don't want to seem dumb.
Okay.
So when the officer comes up to the car, what I would say is pretty much right away, I'd hand him my license and I'd say something to the effect, you know, I know I was probably going too fast. Do you think you could let me off? And then I throw out a reason because it's a nice day or whatever.
Hey, that's a good one. Yeah.
I say, could you let me off since it's such a nice day? Or the first time I used this, I was pulled over by a canine unit. And I said, could you let me off since it's such a nice day? Or are you going to have to sick your dog on me? So what I'm doing is I'm presenting two options, neither of which is giving me a ticket. And I'm putting him on the spot right then where he kind of has to answer, and I give a reason why to let me off.
Now, or you're going to have to sick your dog on me?
A threat?
Doesn't that sound like a threat?
Does it sound, or are you going to sick your dog on me?
Are you going to sick your dog on me?
Yes.
I see. I thought you said, or you're going to have to sick your dog
on
me.
No,
yeah.
And another time, it wasn't a canine use it, I said, are you going to have to throw me in the clink? Which, obviously, he's not going to throw me in jail, so that's not an option. So right away you're presenting him with two options, neither of which is giving you a ticket. And every time I've used it, I've got out of a ticket.
So let me see if I can
review it.
Yeah, I want to recap this. Let me see if I understand it. You're saying that you essentially asked to get out of the ticket. oh, what do you say you let me off? It's such a nice day. Or what do you say you let me off? It's raining out. Or something like that.
Yep.
And then you also present them with a second option that they're obviously not going to go through with.
Yeah. So you say something like, do you think you could let me off this ticket since it's my birthday, or you're going to have to throw me in jail?
Or are you going to have to throw me in jail? Or
yes.
Are you stating, or you're going to have to throw
me in jail? Or are you going to have to throw me in jail?
It's a question.
Yeah, which are you going to do? Neither of which is giving you a ticket.
So he'll say, yeah, I'll let you off. No,
yeah, I'll
I won't
let you off
throw
this
you
time,
in jail.
But, yeah.
And so there hasn't been an instance where he said, no, I'm not going to throw you in jail, but I am going to write you this ticket. And
three
that
times,
hasn't happened
three
yet?
Times. I've used it last three times I've been pulled over, and I've been let off all three times.
Pretty smooth, Brett.
That's a sales close.
I think that the are you going to have to throw me in jail is great because it gives them power. It elevates them in the situation to the point that they say to themselves, yes, that's right, I could throw somebody in jail.
Yes,
I'm a
cop.
Big, powerful guy. And, you know,
the other reason why they're susceptible is everybody knows that cops will sometimes let people off. And mm-hmm. when, unless you're doing something really egregious, when a cop goes up to your car, he doesn't know what he's going to do. And it's at that moment, you know, marketers know this real well. You know, when you walk up the soup aisle, a lot of times you don't know what soup you're going to buy. Are you going to buy the Campbell's soup or are you going to buy the plain label?
And buy what's on sale.
Yeah, and it's that instant when people don't know exactly what they're going to do that they're susceptible to either advertising, which is why, you know, advertising with Campbell's soup works so well, or suggestions like this, when somebody doesn't know right then what they're going to do.
So you're just throwing right out, initially, you're throwing out a suggestion to them.
Yep, right when I hand them my license, I write out. Because like you guys said, you don't want to let them get back to the car.
That's a great point. Excellent strategy. And Brett, thank you for it. We appreciate hearing from you. You might just save a few people a few $100 this holiday season as they're out on the roads. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got ticket escaping success stories that you want to share, we'd love to hear from you on that.
I've got one for you, Ian.
Okay.
One time I got pulled over for making a U-turn where it said, no U-turn.
Mm-hmm.
So the cop pulled me over, and I said, oh, officer, the sign says, no, U-turn. So I did. And he started laughing so hard, and he went in his car and told his partner. They started laughing, and they let me off.
That's cool. Right on. Well, there's other people that are traveling in America today, and that includes air travelers, also people driving. Well, as it turns out, coming up next Thanksgiving, in fact, as early as January 23rd, if you're going to see relatives or friends in Canada or Mexico, you're going to need to show a passport when you come back to the country. We'll give you the details on the way. Yes, that's right. Your papers, please. Welcome to America. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the Wednesday edition of the show, Thanksgiving Eve edition. We're here live, Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free lines. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There are live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them are completely free at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about travel. And, of course, it's an appropriate time to do so, considering a lot of families and friends are driving around the country as we speak, busily trying to get to their destinations so they can enjoy their Thanksgiving holiday with their loved ones. And, of course, travel is, there's a lot of aspects to travel, especially if you're going outside of the country. And a number of people do have relatives, say in Canada, for instance, maybe in Mexico, adjacent nations. Now, up until recently, and up until, I guess, January 23rd, you were able to go to certain countries just because you had, say, like a state-issued identification card. So if you had a driver's license, that was good enough, right? If you wanted to go to Canada and come back into the United States, just having a driver's license, some sort of state-issued ID, was enough. Well, now they're changing the rules. Now, that's not enough. In fact, according to the Associated Press, and we reported on this when it was just first brewing, and now it's getting closer to actually becoming a reality. Nearly all air travelers entering the United States will be required to show passports beginning January 23rd, including Americans and people from Canada and other nations in the Western Hemisphere. The date was disclosed Tuesday by Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff in an interview with the Associated Press. The Homeland Security Department plans to announce the change on Wednesday. Until now, the department, that's today, had not set a specific date for instituting the passport requirement for air travelers, though the start had been expected to be around the beginning of the year. Setting the date on January 23rd pushes past the holiday season. The requirement marks a change for Americans, Canadians, Bermudans, and some Mexicans. Currently, U.S. citizens returning from other countries in the hemisphere are not required to present passports, but must show some other proof of citizenship, such as driver's licenses or birth certificates. Visitors from most countries in the hemisphere are required to show passports. However, people from Canada, Bermuda, and those from Mexico who enter the U.S. frequently and have special border crossing cards have been allowed to use other forms of identification, including driver's licenses.
Now, I thought it was Bahamians also were allowed, but apparently not.
I don't know. Maybe they're just leaving that out of the article.
So
might be possible.
What's the point in this?
The point is to get people to buy passports and jump through more hoops.
It really seems like it because, you've got to show a birth certificate or something to get a driver's license. I mean, are their driver's license not good enough? Are their driver's licenses unsafe?
Maybe it's an excuse to get the new RFID chipped passports into people's hands. That's happening now, right? Have they put those into passports, or is that going to happen in 2007? I know it's coming soon.
It's supposed to happen this year. It should be happening now.
Yeah. So maybe that's maybe they're just coinciding this at the same time to where they're just using it as an excuse to chip people, basically. And your suggestion is as good as mine on this. Why is this happening? 1-800-259-9231.
If they're requiring that, maybe that'll be the excuse for having a national ID because then you won't need the passport anymore to go across the border.
Could be. They could say, well, Americans, you have so many different forms of ID. You've got a passport now and a driver's license. And who needs all that? Let's just coalesce it all into one national ID. You won't have to change identification when you go from state
to state.
You'll
still need a passport to get into other countries. That's ridiculous.
That's true.
The thing is they just... We're government, we're important, and you should have to interact with us, I think is the only thing that makes any sense to me. You must have our little pieces of paper, because this is what we do, and it's important. It's relevant.
Plus, this is going to be a mess for anybody that was out of the country to where they left the country expecting they wouldn't need a passport coming back in, and then when they come back, they're told, where's your passport? What? Huh?
What
you
passport?
I need a passport to get back in. I don't have a passport. Well, sorry, we can't let you back in.
Yeah, what's that going to be like? I'm an American. I have to get back in.
Bought a plane ticket. I've got my ticket. I mean, this is crazy. In a few cases, according to Chertoff, quote, right now there are 8,000 different states and local entities in the U.S. issuing birth certificates and driver's licenses, says Chertoff. Having to distinguish phony from real in so many different documents, quote, puts an enormous burden on our customs and border inspectors. Oh, so that's what it is. Yeah, they're just doing it for the bureaucrats. They're doing it for the ease of the bureaucrats. That's the excuse.
But you have to give these things over in order to get the passport in the first place, so they're inspecting them then.
Right, but that's the passport office's job, Mark. They're talking about the poor customs bureaucrats that are doing the dirty work. We got to make their jobs easier.
Yeah,
it's
by
too
making
hard.
Me work harder.
Well, now you don't want to let the terrorists in now, do you?
This is for security.
Yeah, come on, Mark. Give up a little freedom. All we're talking about here is just a passport. I mean, what's the big deal? Huh?
All the terrorists all got in with legitimate documentation.
Well, you don't have anything to hide, do you?
That's the thing, though. They weren't hiding anything.
In a few cases, other documents still may be used for air entry into the United States by some frequent travelers from the U.S. or Canada, members of the American military on official business, or some U.S. merchant mariners. Under a separate program, Homeland Security plans to require all travelers, including Americans entering the United States by land or sea, to show a passport or alternative security identification card, whatever that means. I don't think driver's license is going to qualify for that, as early as January of 2008. So they're starting with the airlines. They're going to start slow, start with air travelers, and then they're going to expand it out to anybody who crosses the border in a vehicle. You're going to have a passport or alternative security identification card, which is probably going to be the national ID. That's what they're talking about, real ID, which is also supposed to be in effect in January 2008, but sometime in 2008 as well. So the Homeland Security Department estimates that 1 in 4 Americans has a passport. Some people have balked at the $97 price tag. The September 11th commission said in its report, quote, for terrorists, travel documents are as important as weapons. The commission recommended strengthening security of travel documents. A 2004 law passed by Congress mandated the change to require passports as the only acceptable travel document, with few exceptions, but the exact date, up until now, had been in question. Canadian officials
they probably said to themselves, I wonder how, you know, we got a little budget crunch going on here. I wonder how we could get 100 extra dollars out of every American citizen.
Who wants to travel, yes.
Yeah.
That's it. That'll do it. Chertoff said his agency's data revealed that in September of 2006, 90% of passengers leaving from Canadian airports had passports. The department estimated that 69% of U.S. travelers to Canada also hold passports. Quote, could James Bond and Q come up with a fake passport that could fool inspectors? Chertoff asked, referring to their fictional spy and his espionage agency's technical genius. Of course, he replied, nothing's completely perfect. So he's just admitting there that, yeah, sure, you can scam the system, but you know what? You Americans are good little citizens, and you'll jump through whatever hoops we put up, won't you? You'll just do whatever it is the government wants you to do, whatever we ask.
How will you not do this, though?
No task is too onerous.
I mean, how could you protest this? You won't get back in the United States.
Yeah, it's true.
They'll just keep you out.
Yeah. And I want to know what they're going to do for the people. I mean, are they going to... What are you going to do if you come back and you don't have a passport? Are you going to get turned around and told, well, sorry, you're going to have to apply for a passport, send us your documentation. Well, wait a minute, I didn't bring my birth certificate with me. How am I supposed to send you my birth certificate? I don't have it. I can't get to my filing cabinet. It's at home in, you know, Virginia.
Oh, there'll be some sort of alternative, like maybe a strip search or something.
You think so?
Body cavity search.
Yeah, maybe
strip search.
So. We'll see.
Yeah, it could happen.
Well, what do you think about this? Is it going a little too far? Are you willing to jump through these hoops? Is there any way to protest this that you can think of? I mean, there are people that have, within the country, filed lawsuits to protest the idea that you supposedly need ID to get through the airports. Turns out it's not true. Turns out you don't need to show identification to travel domestically. But how you could protest this one, I don't know. And that's a great question. If you've got an answer for it, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind on the way. Talking about increasing the size of the government, increasing its control over your life, the demands that they make. Well, now there's a story out of New York City about how police watchtowers are going up in the city. It's like you're living in a gulag, essentially. We'll give you the details on the way. This is for real. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph Garus, and I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-600-1738. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-600-1738. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-600-1738. 1-800-600-1738.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now, GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com, that's A-Z-U-N as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com, or call toll-free to order and request a catalog, 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are completely free, and a great way to help support the show is to shop with us at Amazon. Amazon.freetalklive.com is where you go, and then anything you purchase, we'll get a percentage of. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of virtually anything you buy, even used items at Amazon, and we get a percentage of that too. So head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com, shop in 35 categories of products, everything from groceries to DVDs to office products. I mean, it's all there. If it's at a department store, it's probably at Amazon, and it's probably cheaper. Plus, you get free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And I just got noticed, and this is really cool, and I think we're going to be pushing this quite a bit here in the next few weeks. But, of course, Friday is Black Friday. This is the top shopping day of the year. Retail businesses go crazy. There's crazy sales, crazy shoppers in the aisles, duking it out over Tickle Me Elmo and that sort of thing. Well, if you want to avoid all of that, obviously the solution is to shop on Amazon, right? But, of course, nobody wants to buy things for people anymore. I mean, the gift certificates are the way to go, right? I mean, if you're buying gifts for people, there's a good chance you get the wrong gift, and then somebody's going to be disappointed, and they're going to have to return it, and nobody wants to go through these hassles. So if you just get them a gift certificate, then it's taken care of. They buy what they want. You set the dollar amount, it's delivered to them, and guess who's got gift certificates?
Amazon,
of course.
The best stuff on earth.
So now you don't even have to go anywhere on Black Friday.
It's Snapple, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, shoot.
You don't even have to go anywhere on Black Friday. You just sit at your computer, go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, and order gift certificates for everybody you know, and you're done. Your Christmas shopping is over, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of the sale.
No gas.
Really, yeah, no gas, no time wasted. Could it be better? Really? Amazon.freetalklive.com. Wow, the New York Police Department, got to keep you safe. They're installing Skywatch in Harlem. According to New York One, the NYPD has installed a patrol tower in a Harlem neighborhood in an effort to cut crime in the high-risk neighborhood. The two-story booth tower, called Skywatch, gives the officer sitting inside a better vantage point from which to monitor the area.
How you doing? Can I see your papers?
Yeah, that sounds like New York. Officers in the booth have access to a spotlight, sensors, and four cameras. The tower is portable and can even be moved to the areas that need it most. Residents in Harlem say they like the idea, though some wonder if the appearance of Skywatch has anything to do with the two new luxury condos built on a nearby corner. There was crime around here before, and they never had it. Now all these expensive buildings, it's true, said one area resident, but actually it's good, though. because I used to see a lot of crowd here, and sometimes I was scared to pass by, but guess what? That doesn't happen anymore. It's kind of a deterrence, and it's good. Police say the Harlem Tower was placed there to combat a rise in murders. Are there just a lot of murders right out in the street in Harlem? Is it that bad? I thought they'd cleaned up New York.
Bill Clinton has his office in Harlem.
Harlem's getting a lot better. Harlem's becoming a relatively trendy address.
Well, now Skywatch is there to keep it under the watchful eye.
I wonder if they'll change the name. You know, they changed Hell Kitchen to Clinton, I believe. So. I don't know if Harlem's going to get itself a new name.
Skywatch has also been tested in Crown Heights in Brooklyn, where it did reduce crime, allegedly. Police are hoping to have 3 more towers soon. So police towers just going up everywhere in New York City.
I'm hearing the theme from Hogan's Heroes in my head right now.
I don't get that.
Well, there was a watchtower on the in the intro of Hogan's Heroes.
I see the
German officer holding controlling the big spotlight.
I know nothing.
Well,
Schultz.
That's Schultz, yeah.
So, I mean, how do you feel about this? Is this something that would you welcome a police watchtower to your neighborhood?
Jesus.
Does it make you feel safe?
It makes me feel watched.
My kids would be climbing it.
I don't think they'd like that very much.
I don't know. I mean, it's spooky and weird.
Yeah.
But it all harkens back to this, well, what have you got to hide statement.
Yes. And
I mean, if you haven't got anything to hide, why can't we put an officer in your house?
I wonder what color it is. Is it like black and ominous looking?
Well, you can see
it's probably got one-way windows, I would imagine.
Yes, it's definitely, well, you can see a small picture of it here, and we'll post the article on the bulletin board system for you later. But it's essentially a fairly tall tower. I would say it doesn't actually give you the specs, but definitely it's above, looks like it's above the height of the stoplights. So it's fairly high up. It's sort of like a blacked out looking window. It's white. So it's probably white. You can't see the sides. I'm guessing the sides probably say police on it. And I would guess there are probably windows on all sides. That would be the way to do it, of course. But here are your overseers, Americans. They're right there in the streets. And, of course, the deal is they're supposed to be keeping you safe. But are they? Are you really going to look to the police to keep you safe when they're doing things like this? According to the Atlanta, I guess WSB in Atlanta, 3 police officers... officers were shot and wounded, and an elderly woman killed at a house in northwest Atlanta on Tuesday night. Now, why on earth was a 92-year-old woman shot to death?
I don't know. I'm shocked.
By police officers.
What could possibly have happened that they shot to death a 92-year-old woman?
She pulled out her shotgun.
Did she have a shotgun? Somebody had a shotgun.
If I were a 94-year-old woman, I'd have a shotgun.
Well, relatives say the woman was 92. She opened fire on the officers from the narcotics division at a house at 933 Neal Street. According to officers, authorities say they received a tip of drug activity taking place at the home, and officers were headed to the house with a search warrant. So they got a tip? This was based on a tip?
Somebody said that there was drug activity there at a 92-year-old woman's house?
Yep.
Well, her Social Security check probably isn't going very far anymore.
Relatives identified the elderly woman as Catherine Johnson. The woman's niece, Sarah Dozier, says she bought her aunt a gun to protect herself and that her aunt had a permit for the gun. Relatives believe Johnson was frightened by the officers and opened fire. They kicked down her door talking about drugs. There's no drugs in that house, and they realize now they've got the wrong house, said Dozier. I'm mad as hell. Officers said, or officials said, they had the correct house and that the warrant they had was legal. Well, that makes it all okay, right?
Yeah.
That was a legal warrant. They were at the right house. Dead old lady. No big deal. Shove her under take her body away, clean up the mess. All right, we're going home, everybody. Hey, I'll see you for beers afterwards. What? That's it, huh? Day's over. Week's over. Head on home. Paid vacation time.
I'm in shock.
Are they even going to investigate this? Apparently so. All 3 of the officers were taken to Grady Memorial Hospital. Officials say they were alive, alert, and talking. How unfortunate. One officer was struck in the arm, the other struck in the shoulder, and another struck in the thigh. All of the officers are expected, unfortunately, to be all right.
Oh, God. Well, I wouldn't want to see these. I mean, these officers weren't the ones that decided that they were going to do this raid.
What? They didn't decide they were going to do the raid? Were they not the ones who kicked in the door? Were they not the ones who pulled the triggers?
This is what they're taught to do.
I understand that,
but you're going here and doing this.
No, no. They decided. Do not take the responsibility away from these jackboots, Mark. because they made that choice. Their captain may have said, okay, you're going here to do this drug raid here today, and they probably didn't know there was a 92-year-old lady inside. Of course, even a little bit of detective work would have revealed this information, you know, stake out the house for a little while, see what's going on there, but that's not what they do these days. They just kick in the doors and shoot whoever's around, and then they don't even apologize.
Apparently no apologies on this one.
And so, no, I'm sorry. It's all of their faults. Every officer who's ever committed a drug raid, they're just as guilty as these guys in this case.
One of the first things they teach you as a police officer when you're going to shoot is to identify your target. And if you saw a 92-year-old lady standing there, would you pull the trigger even if she started shooting?
Well, now, it was apparently 7 o'clock at night, and you know maybe it was dark inside the house. Maybe she was sleeping. Or maybe she was just, you know, it was dark watching TV or something like that. They might not have seen the 72-year-old or the 92-year-old lady. They might have just seen a shadow and it was moving and they wanted to shoot because they're on an adrenaline rush and they're trigger happy. Well, now, according to Radley Balco from Reason, he's got a few interesting little factoids about this case. According to the Atlanta Assistant Chief of Police, number one, the search warrant was, in fact, a no-knock warrant, which means they didn't even identify themselves until they were on their way in the door. Police claim, number two, that there was
she's 92. She may not have understood exactly what they said.
Sure.
They're yelling.
What?
You know, police!
Can you imagine how scared you would be at 92 living by yourself? Can you imagine how frightened?
And she had her gun pretty handy, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Number two, police claim there was an undercover buy at the residence. The seller was apparently a man. Obviously not Mrs. Johnston. Number three, suspected narcotics were seized from the home and had been sent to a crime lab for analysis. The assistant chief wouldn't say how much of the suspected narcotics they had found. Number four, he also wouldn't speculate if Johnston herself was involved with dealing drugs or knew if drugs were being dealt from her home, only saying that both were under investigation. And number five, he maintains that despite the no-knock warrant, police still announced themselves before entering, though he then acknowledged moments later that the announcement came as police were battering down the door. It isn't at all difficult to see how a 92-year-old woman might not have heard or comprehended that announcement. This is what your police are doing. You want these people keeping you safe?
The war on drugs.
These towers in New York City are really making people feel safer with police actions like this? Hour number two's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.